You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Past episodes of the Authentic Business Adventures program can be found on the podcast link at drawincustomers.com. We are coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, entrepreneur, author, speaker, and helpful coach to small business owners across the country. Today, we are welcoming / preparing to learn from Judith Joy, the author of Dear Future Lover and Surviving Your Teenager and Being Happy Anyway, as well as her husband, Dr. Bruce Miller. So welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
I am excited to interview you guys because this is a little bit off of what we typically do, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're typically interviewing business owners. And we get a few authors on here every once in a while, because essentially when you're an author, you're a business owner. Just doesn't pay as well, right? But this book is intriguing, specifically the Dear Future Lover book.
Okay.
So when did this book come out here? Was this recently, right?
Dear Future Lover?
Yeah.
December 12th.
December 12th. Okay, so just a few months ago. A month ago.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so how long did it take for you to write this book?
Probably about 18 months.
Okay.
I'm not the type of writer that writes every day.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I'm not either. I mean to. It's in my calendar, but usually it's in my calendar right early in the morning, and that's when the fires show up. So I should probably move that now to think about it, take my own advice. Anyway, so this took you 18 months, but just so we understand a timeline here, because I want to give people a premise of what the book is about. Essentially, you are asking or telling the universe that you want a husband. Is that the gist?
That's basically what it is.
Okay, and it's pretty specific. It's not just a husband. It is the husband checking all these boxes, right?
Yes.
So we have your husband here, and I want to know from a timeline point of view, when did you find your husband in relation to when you wrote and published the book?
Okay, the way it worked was I wrote a journal.
Okay.
And the journal was Dear Future Husband.
All right.
And when I went to write the book, I had to change it to Dear Future Lover.
All right.
There's already a song named Dear Future Husband.
Oh, a trademark thing. Interesting. That is so funny how stuff like that is just hiding.
I know.
That I never know about it until people are like, ah. Did you get a cease and desist letter or something like that?
No. It's Megan just, Trainor, so.
Oh, sure.
She's good.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. See, I'm not up on my pop music like I probably should be, but life goes on.
As your son gets older, you'll get there.
I imagine. If I have anything to say about it, we'll keep listening to 80s music. But that's just the way it is. But we digress here, yeah.
So in 2010,
okay,
I wrote the journal.
Okay.
And at nighttime, I would raise my vibe. I'd feel really good. I'd feel those loving feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd write, Dear Future Husband, and oh, I'm so excited to see you today.
Sure.
And I brought him into the present.
All right.
And this is what went on in my life, and I just had this conversation with him.
Sure.
Then in a cleaning frenzy, I put the journal in my nightstand.
Okay.
Totally forgot about it.
All right.
14 months later, I went on a cruise.
Okay.
And I was with a couple friends.
Mm-hmm.
And on the cruise, or before the cruise, actually, I said, I'm going on a manhunt.
The sharks are in the water.
I totally forgot about it.
All right.
I'm really good at the forgetting part.
Sure.
And we get on the cruise, and there is Bruce.
All right.
I'm on the Lido deck with my friends. Bruce
sure.
walks up to us because he knows one of the people with me.
Yeah.
And he sits down, and he's about two seats over.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, he sounds interesting. He's cute.
All right.
So I moved over a seat.
All right.
And then we've talked every day since.
Wow. And so put me in context, where was that chronologically to where we are now?
That was January of 2012.
January 2012. Okay. So that's cool. So you guys have been married for a little while?
5.5 years.
Okay. That's cool. That's very cool. Now, Bruce, before we get going, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I hadn't written the book yet.
Had not written the book. Okay.
No.
So I just want to ask Bruce really quick, were you writing letters to your future lover?
No. As a matter of fact, I told her I was never getting married.
Okay. I told my wife that same thing. I still stand by it, but I'm wrong, just as per usual here. So you wrote the intention, I imagine, when you were writing the journal or writing these letters was not that, hey, I'm going to publish a book, right?
No, not at all.
No, just totally probably didn't plan on anybody else necessarily seeing these, I imagine, right?
Never. I never thought about that. But when I wrote Surviving Your Teenager, mm-hmm. at the very end of the book, I'd said that my next book was going to be about love.
Oh, okay. Seems realistic.
Yeah.
And when did the Surviving Your Teenager book come out?
2014.
2014, okay. All right, so I'm putting stuff in perspective here. So you were an author. So at the time that when the letters are there. So when you met Bruce, did you remember, like, wait a second, what were the boxes that I wrote down for me to check?
No.
Just be like, Bruce, I'm going to click my pen here and just look. Just want to make sure you fit.
Well, actually, before I even wrote the journal, I had this long list of the boxes that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go on a date.
All right.
And then I'd go look at the box, and then I'd go on a date.
That is fantastic.
No. Oh, I want to take this one out. I want to.
All right. So, So you did adapt. You wasn't set in stone or anything like that.
Oh, no.
Okay. You're like, I've now discovered I want someone to choose with their mouth closed.
Well, I went on one date, and this guy liked peanut M&Ms, crunchy peanut butter, and he cut out articles from the newspaper for me.
Okay.
And I went, oh, my gosh, this is my father.
Okay. That went a different direction than I expected.
And I went home and looked at my list, and I said I wanted a good father figure.
Oh.
I meant for my kids, not
for Sure. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So how did you get the idea first? Let's start there. How did you get the idea to write these letters to your future husband/lover?
I write everything.
Okay.
I just write.
Okay.
I need to get it out of my head.
Sure.
And
but I imagine when you're looking for a car, you don't say, dear future car.
You can.
I hope you're super speed. But, I mean, did you before?
No.
Okay, so this is the first one that you wrote letters to someone
right.
or something in the future, right? Expecting it to show up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Otherwise, I imagine you were interested in paying attention to stuff, but this is the first time that you actually put pen to paper specifically.
Well, it's a way to organize.
Sure, absolutely.
So it's not just sort of out there.
Right. It's putting it from your head onto something tangible or readable.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And were these handwritten?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. And how old were your kids at the time?
My youngest was in high school when we met.
Okay. When you were writing these letters, how old?
So he must have been like 8th grade.
Okay. Did they ever say, hey, Mom, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm writing a letter to your future stepdad.
No.
No. Get out of here. Go play video games or something.
If someone is going to tell me no.
Sure.
I just don't bother talking to them about it.
All right. That's fair. That's totally fair.
I've had so many times when I've had like this massively great idea.
Sure.
And I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? No, that's not going to work.
I just say challenge accepted, right? Like when you see the time on Google Maps, you're like, oh, we can do better than that. That is interesting.
Do you know that you can change time?
Tell me more. You have my attention. Probably have all of our listeners' attention too. Okay.
Instead of getting all worried about, oh my gosh, I have to be there at 10 o'clock.
Sure.
Oh my gosh. You just set a different rule.
Okay.
I'm going to be there at exactly the perfect time for me and the perfect time for the person that I'm meeting.
Mm.
Then you just relax.
Sure.
And then when you show up, it's just like it flows.
Sure. That seems interesting. I like that. I like that.
Because what you are thinking on the inside
sure.
is the reality that you're creating on the outside.
Absolutely. I have learned that. I am still learning that. There are times that we all default to our old ways, right?
Right. One way I think of it, like driving down the highway,
mm-hmm.
is that you've got 4 highways stacked on top of each other.
Okay.
And you get to choose which highway you're on.
All right.
And it's all going on in your brain.
Sure.
But I'm going to choose the highway. Oh, my goodness. It's Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic is backed up.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a highway that matches that.
Sure. Sure. Law of attraction right there, right?
Exactly.
Sure.
Another way to look at it is, I'm going to have a safe drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to enjoy the drive.
All right.
And I'm going to pull up at the restaurant at exactly 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then you're telling the universe what you want.
Sure.
And you drive on that highway.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually works for me.
Sure. I can
I can totally believe that because I guess just as you guys experienced today, right? Like it is, well, I think I was on time. Exactly, like not early. But yeah, it's interesting how it just bends when you think of all the variables that have to happen or have to work in your favor.
Yes.
Traffic, somebody not making a left-hand turn in front of you, blah, 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 all that stuff. And it just works out, which is interesting. Well, it's peculiar. It's above my thought process, I guess. And like something, I don't even know if thing is the right word, but whatever. There's some power, which is called, I don't even know if higher is necessarily correct. Something is working in, I don't even want to say our favor. Something's working in our thought process, right? That reacts to it.
Yes.
So, super cool. Good or bad, right?
Right. When you get your thoughts and your feelings moving in the same direction, then you're golden.
Sure.
When your thoughts are going one way and your feelings are going the other.
Right.
Like your thought is like, oh, I'm going to arrive on time, but your feelings are like, that's never going to work. Oh, my God. Yes. And your heart's beating and it's like, oh.
Right. Little inner civil war there.
Yeah, it's the inner civil war, but the feeling wins.
Sure. Interesting. Okay. So the feeling always wins. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. So tell me what inspired you to write the journals. What was the trigger that said, huh, it seems like a good idea?
I probably read it somewhere.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. And what, I'm sure the first letter was in the book, but I can't place it right now because I think the letters are out of order in the book, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what was the first letter and how did it go?
First letter was about how will I know you?
Oh, okay.
And it said, I will know you because you make me a better me.
Okay. How would you define that?
I don't know.
It's like,
I'm more relaxed when I'm with him.
Okay.
He's very kind, very accepting. And it's just like it's nice being together.
Sure.
So I don't have to be on guard.
Okay.
I don't have to defend myself.
All right.
And it's just really nice.
Sure. So we don't have to go down this road if you don't want me to.
Okay.
But were you married before?
Yes.
You were. Okay. And once?
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember you mentioning divorce, but I didn't see if there was a number, like 7 times or anything.
Just once.
So that marriage, I imagine maybe there was a maturity difference than now, or just I can see myself included. Like as you age and learn and watch other relationships, you can say like, oh, that'd be cool to have. I didn't even know that was a thing back when I got married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So was the first marriage that you had, did that go in a similar pattern where you're looking for a certain thing or you're calling out to the universe or did it just happen the old-fashioned way where you just met a dude?
It happened in the really old-fashioned way.
Okay. You met at a bar?
No.
Okay.
We're cousins.
Oh, that got weird. Okay. Cousins like wait, first cousins?
Third.
Okay. All right.
You want weirder?
Maybe.
My first husband's name was Bruce.
Okay.
My present husband's name is
Bruce. Oh, this is like a Lincoln Kennedy thing now.
Oh, it goes on.
Okay.
My maiden name was Miller.
All right.
My husband's name is Miller.
Well, look at that. Oh, you guys are not cousins, all right?
No.
Okay. This isn't a Kentucky thing.
Maybe
or something.
In a different life.
Sure, sure. There's a few Millers out there. Like, your last name is Smith. Oh, no.
No, but for Bruce, you know, Dr. Bruce.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Bruce and China Bruce.
China Bruce?
Yes.
Okay.
After we got married, after we got divorced.
Sure.
He moved to China.
Why? Why did he move to China?
Oh, your first husband.
Yeah, my first husband.
He was a doctor as well.
No.
No.
My present husband is Dr. Bruce.
Okay.
My first husband is China Bruce.
China Bruce. Okay.
Because the girlfriend turned into the wife, and they moved to...
Oh, he was having an affair. I did read that.
Yeah.
I did read that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't read much about that.
You know what is so great about him having an affair?
Well, it turns out that Dr. Bruce came around, I imagine.
That's part of it.
Skipping some steps there, right? But, yeah.
But when I was learning about gratitude.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, I really got to move away from being angry at her.
Sure.
So I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful that she took him off my hands.
Mm, that made it easy.
Oh, my gosh. I love her.
Sure.
She's fabulous.
So without me going too crazy far down this road, were you guys having a rocky time, or did you know this thing was going on?
That's the weird part. We didn't know.
When you say we...
My China Bruce and I did not know.
Did not know that you were having a rough time?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
However, Shoshana, my third child, when she was three, she started asking us if we were getting divorced.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She is extremely sensitive.
All right.
And one of her skill sets is knowing if people are staying together.
Wow. At three?
At three.
I don't know if I can talk at three.
Oh, she...
I'm making up for it now, so it's all good.
I think she came out talking.
Sure.
She has not stopped either.
Okay. It was warm in there. Let me back in.
But she was so convinced...
Sure.
...that she would be mad at us.
Oh, interesting.
She thought we were lying to her.
All right.
We didn't know that we were headed for a divorce.
Huh. So you got divorced quite a while after that, though, right?
When she was 14.
Okay. I'll call it 11 years. That's a while.
Yeah.
So did, like, when your daughter asked, hey, are you getting divorced? You guys are like, no.
Fine. Everything's good.
Everything's fine. So I imagine it's the person that's, like, driving the beat-up Grand Am, and they don't know what a new car is like.
Yeah.
Until they get in a new car and they're like, what have I been doing with this Grand Am? No offense to Grand Ams, they're cool cars, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean. Like, you don't know what you're missing, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then China lady comes along and sweeps your husband off his feet, I imagine. And did your husband come to you and say, funny story, we're getting a divorce?
No.
Or did you say, funny story, we're getting a divorce?
Neither.
Neither. Your daughter said, funny story, you guys are getting divorced.
Actually, I came to all of this through energy work.
Okay.
But I got to energy work because of headaches.
Okay.
And I will get to the...
Fair. Fair.
I went to one doctor, and she says, hey, there's this guy in the back room, and I don't know what he does, but he's tapping on your head, and people are getting better.
All right.
So I'm like, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the back room.
Yeah.
And he taps on my head.
Okay.
And like 20 plus years later, I'm still working with him.
All right. Wow.
He became my mentor.
Okay.
And I start asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we start learning.
All right.
And we start reading books together.
Sure.
And going to seminars and things like that.
All right.
Well, one of the things we did was we went to see a woman in California.
Okay.
And she was an angel communicator.
Okay.
And this doctor was like, sure, let's give it a try.
Sure.
So we go there. I'm laying on the table,
mm-hmm.
face down. Dr. Janer is at my head.
Mm-hmm.
And Anamika's on my right.
Okay.
And she says, to get rid of your headaches, you need to get rid of your husband.
Whoa.
And my right hip, hand to God, just goes clunk.
All right.
Nobody was touching me.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. So that was...
She better hope she's right, right?
So that was in February.
Sure. Okay.
And it was right before Valentine's Day.
All right.
And I'm like...
Perfect time.
We're fine. Nothing's going wrong.
Sure. Ain't no thing. All right.
We're good.
Sure.
So we go out for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And my sister and her husband were with us.
Okay.
And she's... going to take a picture of us.
All right.
And she says, tell him you're wearing a thong.
That's awesome.
Which is so out of character. For
sure.
Me.
All right.
And so I was like, I tell him, you know, because she's going to capture the moment on
right.
the camera.
Right.
And he goes, oh, is that why you're walking funny?
No. I'm not that good with relationship advice, but even I know that is not the correct response. All right.
So anyway, time goes on.
Sure.
And we're at my daughter's therapist.
All right.
With her. And I said, if things don't change, we're headed for a divorce.
Okay.
Then 4th of July comes.
Mm-hmm.
He literally got shanghaied.
Oh.
China Bruce got stuck in Shanghai.
Oh.
Didn't make it home.
Okay.
And my son, the youngest, was 4 at the time.
Okay.
And he said, Dad has gone so much, it's like he's dead.
Oh. Ouch.
Whoa.
All right.
So I'm, you know, really paying attention.
Sure.
Then we start working with a therapist, and she says, she gave us each a very simple exercise to do.
This is a relationship therapist. Okay.
And she said, I was to say I love you.
Okay.
And he was to hold my hand.
All right.
We couldn't do it.
Oh.
So when we talked to her again, she said, do either of you really think you can change?
Sure.
And we're like, no.
Nah. All right.
She goes, now you get to decide what you would like your future to look like.
Sure. Wow.
It's just a way different way of looking at things.
Sure. Sure. Life is all about choices.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about it. In fact, when we decided to separate.
Yeah.
We were crying and hugging together.
Okay.
So it wasn't like there was this big drama.
Sure.
It wasn't until, some things popped up that I'm not going to talk about.
Fair.
Then a couple months later, I was convinced to hire a detective.
Oh, all right. Now it got dirty. Okay.
So we hired the detective, and I get the report that he's visiting this woman and
all right.
he's staying there and all this other stuff.
Gotcha. So he must have traveled for work or yeah. something like that? Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I was not upset.
Okay.
We're already separated.
All right.
I was not upset.
Sure.
That he was with this woman.
I don't know what the ground rules are when you're separated, so.
I was upset that he was pulling weeds for her.
I get it, because he didn't pull weeds for you. This is where it comes down. Okay. All right.
Let's go back. This was in China he was doing this.
Yes.
Because
oh.
what she did, she said, keep him as far away. Oh. Let him move as far away from me as he can get.
All right.
He ended up in China.
That's the opposite end of the globe, if I know my...
I'm thinking, if this ever happens to me, I'm going to Mars.
Right. Right? Every time you see SpaceX doing something, you're like, whoa, time out. Interesting. Okay. So did you...
It was just a matter of things falling into place.
Sure.
When they fell into place.
All right.
So we could end the marriage
mm-hmm.
because the marriage wasn't working for us.
Right. Okay.
It wasn't because he did quote unquote something wrong.
Sure. Okay. Fair. Fair. So did you present to him that you got a private detective to...
Oh, he figured it out.
He figured it out. There's this guy in a trench coat that keeps following me.
Smokes a pipe.
Yeah, right. There's all the saxophone music behind me. The fedora is what gave it away. So did you, I guess, did that change the dynamic of the relationship? Because it sounds like you guys were new, you're on your way apart. So things were cordial.
Yeah.
But did they get less than cordial when the PI guy came around? Or got discovered, I guess?
I got more vocal and was more willing to stand up for myself.
Gotcha. Okay, fair.
When I started the relationship with China Bruce,
yeah.
I was very calm,
okay,
very directed in my life.
Sure.
That fell away over the years.
Okay.
Through sarcasm.
Sure.
And when you're sarcastic with someone over and over and over, especially if they're sensitive,
mm-hmm.
that actually turns into emotional abuse.
Fair. Okay.
So by the end of 20 years of that,
mm-hmm.
I was a shell of what I used to be.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So now, since then,
right,
I've been building myself back up.
Gotcha. The cocoon to the butterfly, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So China Bruce is out of the picture. Let's move away from him.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's in China doing whatever it is he's doing.
Actually, he moved back.
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
There was an expiration on the wish, I guess.
All right. Like, you good? You good. Okay. So you're doing this energy work, and you said you're still working with a tapping person. Is that right?
Well, he's doing more than that, but yeah.
Okay. So, and is that specifically energy stuff? Does Dr. Bruce have any issues, I guess, that the tapper is trying to fix? Or
is Dr. Janer.
Dr. Janer. Okay.
We've actually worked together with him.
Okay. All right.
You know, we expand the energy. We take one hand, you mm-hmm. place where you're at.
Sure.
In the other hand, you place where you would like to be.
Okay.
And then you build the feeling of where you would like to be.
Sure.
So, like coming here,
mm-hmm.
I could have gone, oh, no, I've never been on a radio show, and oh, no, sure. blah, 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 blah. But I build the feeling of...
I don't know if you know how chill we are here. I get people that are nervous. I'm like, do you look around here? What do you have to be nervous? This isn't exactly the Oscars.
Right. But I go to the... other part where I'm just totally calm.
Sure.
I feel like on the inside that I'm rocking it.
All right.
And we've got a good connection. And sure. I'm setting it all up ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I've got balloons and there's celebration.
All right.
We've got stars.
Sure.
You know.
Very cool. So what are you most proud of with the book?
That I wrote it.
That's your... All right. All right.
Actually, the book is about the law of attraction.
It is, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen another book out there that said, this is a principle, and this is a principle, and this is a principle,
sure.
and this is a principle.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of talk about them,
mm-hmm.
but they never point out...
Yeah, I mean, I know of a fair number of books, right? There's The Secret, there's the, oh my gosh, Think and Grow Rich. There's a number of them out there that I would steer towards business or financial, but I can't say that I've seen one that's specifically around a spouse or lover. Mm-hmm. That maybe because I don't look in that section, that I'm more the business section. But I imagine you're close to the first, if not the first, to do something that specific. Is that safe to say?
I would hope so.
Okay.
There are people out there that write How to Get Your Soulmate.
Okay, sure.
From an energy perspective.
They do. Okay, yeah. So law of attraction-ish type stuff.
Right.
Okay.
But this is the first one that has principles.
Sure.
And I make everything so simple.
Right.
Like what you focus on is what you get.
Right.
If you're driving down the highway
mm-hmm.
and your head is straight forward,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to drive straight forward.
Sure. Right.
If you notice something to your right
mm-hmm.
and you look right and you look long enough,
right.
eventually you're not driving straight down the highway anymore.
Yes.
You're veering towards what you're looking at.
Which is why you see a lot of people hit poles right in the middle of their bumper, right? They don't sideswipe it.
And officers given tickets, they get hit a lot that way too.
Sure. People are staring at it. Sure.
Staring at that situation.
Yeah. What I love about your book is the end of each chapter, mm-hmm. you have the how it turned out.
Yes.
So what actually happened? Because that's like, okay, moonbeams, rainbows, unicorns, that's one thing. Let's just, how does the reality turn out? Right. So that's, I was skipping ahead, and I'm like, okay, how did this actually happen? What actually turned out from this, right? That was, from my brain, that's the best part of the book. Because you get to see, like, it's no longer theory. Mm-hmm. This is what the way that it actually happened for you.
Right.
Right? Which... variables being what they are, I don't know if it's necessarily scientific, but in this case, the author of this book is like, this is how it happened in this case. And that happens for each principle.
Yes.
Right? So there's a lot of thought that went into this book.
Yes.
And it's interesting because you're talking about love and sex and all kinds of stuff. I feel like I know more about you than I know about most people, so which is good.
I'm very, very open.
Sure. But that's... But I get the feeling that it's you're open in a way to help people, right?
Yes.
It's not just a look at me like a...
Oh, no.
I don't know. Some famous person. There's a few of them out there.
I would love to help people feel better about themselves.
Sure.
And to create the life that they would love to have.
That's fair. That's fair. And that's an admirable desire. So the book has been out for a couple months. What has been some of the feedback that you received?
So far, so good.
Okay. Has anybody said, like, I found my husband? That may be a short on time frame here, right? They bought it on day one. 2 months later, they're like, whoa.
I've had some people that have found the boyfriend, the husband.
Sure.
Since we've talked about it.
Okay.
Not since the book's written.
Sure. Gotcha. So when you decided to publish a book, you were married to Dr. Bruce, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ask Dr. Bruce or say, hey, funny story, you remember those letters? I'm going to publish those to the world.
He did not know about the letters.
Okay. Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
No clue.
All right. So when did you find out about the letters?
When she started writing a book.
Okay. You're just looking at the kitchen table like, wait a second, what is this? Dear future lover.
Yeah, she brought out her old journal and
all right.
There it was.
Wow. All right. What was your reaction to that?
I was really blown away with it because all the things she asked for in this journal, I kind of, it's like the square peg fitting in the square hole.
Sure, sure.
And I just thought it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing person anyway, but to be able to conceive that situation and
right.
positively work toward it, and all of a sudden there it is.
Yeah.
is pretty amazing.
That is cool. Did you feel like, did you have to look through there and say, like, wait a second, is there anything I don't fit here? Or any challenges that way? Or
No, not really. I was very happy with you. I like the book. And
sure.
I enjoy reading.
Or are you just like, oh, my gosh, I'm a pawn in Judy's world.
In fact, I was reading it the other day sitting in the man cave, and she came in and she said, why are you reading that? You already read it. I just refresh records.
I just have to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing here.
I don't want to end up on Mars.
Sure. Fair.
I have to tell you that one of the best times in our marriage was when I was editing this book.
Okay.
Because I was determined that I wasn't putting anything out there that was negative.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to complain.
All right.
So whatever was happening, I had to look at it from the perspective of this is an advantage to us.
Sure. How was it serving me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I looked at it from that perspective,
sure,
the more I found.
Mm-hmm.
And I was finding more and more love.
All right.
And it was just a really good feeling.
Sure. Interesting. I like it. So let me go. Do you mind if we shift into the business side of the book?
Go for it.
All right. So you, is this self-published or did you go through a publisher? Okay. Self-published.
Spark. Great.
Totally. I love them. Yeah. It's interesting because I have a couple author friends and they're like, why aren't you going through a publisher? And I said, because it's not 1984 anymore. I feel like a lot of publishers are...
Well, my dad went through a publisher.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's really into the Constitution and the Founding Principles.
Okay.
And he just wrote his second book.
All right.
When he was 89.
Okay.
And he went through a publisher.
Okay.
But he still has to do his own marketing.
Sure. That's the name of the game.
So yes. What's the advantage of going through the publisher?
I don't have an answer for you there. I do not have an answer for you there. No. I totally agree. Because that's the same road. When I was looking at finding a publisher, I was told the basic timeline, right? Find an agent. Agent finds a publisher, blah, blah, blah. And I was too impatient for that. And then I thought, wait, what are you doing for me, right? And essentially what it turned, the way I understand it, is that they were another hand in the pot. Without any real, I mean, maybe they helped you with editors and stuff like that, but I found my own editors. But the whole marketing thing, because that's the only reason that I would really use one. And when they said do your own marketing, I thought, oh, you are useless to me.
And that's the main thing.
Yeah. That's the name of the game. Yeah. Total name of the game.
And
that's,
a publisher won't even take your book unless you have a big social media following.
Oh. What do they consider big?
A lot bigger than I have.
Okay. Are they talking about thousands of followers or something like that? Okay. Yeah. That's a tough nut to crack.
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands. Many thousands.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I just wrote, I wish. I just read The Drunkard's Walk by a guy that, his name is going to escape me, but he wrote a book with Stephen Hawking about the universe. So physics guy, very smart guy, but he's very, I want to say on the verge of tongue-in-cheek. So it's a very complex subject, right? Essentially statistics and chance and putting it in math and then presenting that in a way that's entertaining. So he did a great job. And I was reading this, and he talked about Stephen King. And about, he was talking about the chance of getting famous. And Stephen King had wrote a few manuscripts and published them under a pseudonym and sent them to some agents just to see if they would get picked up. And, of course, they didn't. So then he puts them under Stephen King, and, oh, my goodness gracious, here's your millions of dollars, right? And they did the same thing. There was a book that won... Man, it's going to escape me. I want to say a Peabody Award or some big publishing. It won a few awards, like this is the magical thing. And another psychologist, essentially as an experiment, took that book and took the first two chapters and submitted it to these different agents and publishers, and they got feedback on it, and it was terrible negative feedback.
Well, everybody has a point of view.
Sure.
Everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you have to agree with it.
Sure, sure. So it's interesting from a statistic point of view. It's just interesting. So you definitely have a voice in your book.
Yes.
I've read a lot of books that were just dry, so dry. And I feel like maybe they were just edited overkill, or maybe the person is just really that boring. I'm not sure. One of the two.
Well, I'm not boring.
You are not boring. No, you have a clear...
And I was an editor for a business newsletter.
Oh, really? Okay.
For about 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
So I have a lot of the skills.
Sure. From a grammatical point of view as well as the content.
And I was a writing teacher.
Okay. All right. So you better know what's going on. There are no misplaced commas here. Mine was
there
riddled.
Probably are.
Mine was riddled with errors. I remember I thought I had it so good. And I sent it to my first editor, and it came back with so much red. I thought, do I even know the English language? Like, it was just, and it was dumb stuff, right? But after I had it sifted through 7 times by 3 editors, and finally the last time it came back and there was hardly any red, I thought, all right, we're cool.
Well, I had 10 edits.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I hired an editor.
Okay.
And she was not helpful.
Oh, no.
And I had some friends read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally you get to a point where it's like done. If there's an error, there's an error.
Yes.
But it's done.
You could correct indefinitely, right?
Yes.
But eventually, I say in my book, right, eventually Leo has to say the Mona is done and just walk away, right? It's cool.
True.
So, cool. That's good enough. Tell me about the book cover design. Is that yours or did you have somebody do that?
Ingram Spark recommended book cover person.
Okay.
And if we look, we can.
Sure. There's some artist person there. I guess I was just curious if this is something that you picked out.
Cover
or
cover design was Dane Lowe.
Okay.
Ebook launch.
Okay.
I had the idea of a book.
Sure.
And a couple coming out of the book.
Okay. Well, it seems like you nailed that.
And he came back with this fabulous cover.
Very cool. And it's interesting because the book on the cover of your book looks kind of old or like it's some tomb from thousands of years ago or something like that.
I think it looks magical.
It does. And then the couple, the silhouette of the couple almost looks younger. So it's kind of an interesting, just difference, right? The book is old, the couple's young. Yay, magical sparks. That's cool.
Well, if you put an old couple on there, they could be just meeting.
Sure.
Or it could be that they've been together for 50 years.
Right. You would not know. That is very true. Yeah, it's interesting. The cover design for a book is challenging. I had mine done, I want to say 3 times before I decided on one. And even then, it was tough because you're asking your friends and family what they think.
Well, that's exactly what I did with the first one.
Okay.
First one, I asked the book what color it wanted to be.
You asked the book. Tell me about that.
I said, book, what color would you like to be?
All right.
And then you start running through colors.
Okay.
And when you get to the color that feels expansive and light and
sure,
sort of like a breath of fresh air.
Sure.
That's the yes.
All right.
And it came up with the seafoam green.
Sure.
Which I have no idea why because it's not my favorite color.
All right.
And I had an idea for the front cover, and my nephew's an illustrator, so I
okay.
had him draw it.
Nice. So did you have a publisher do this book, the teenage book?
It was a self-publisher, sort of.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So they're like a publisher helper.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. And then you're like, wait, what am I paying you for? We can do this on our own.
Well, actually, how I got the first one was I'd set it out to the universe that I wanted a writing coach.
All right.
And that's all I wanted.
Okay.
I do very well when I have a deadline.
Okay.
So I figured having a writing coach would give me a deadline.
Sure.
And I like the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So someone to talk to about.
Sure.
And then Bruce was on a TV show.
Okay.
And someone at the TV show knew of a, I just blanked.
A writing coach?
And so I got the writing coach.
Sure.
Who was working for the publisher.
Oh, okay.
And so I got the writing contract.
Sure.
The publisher.
Okay.
And it all fell together.
Did they give you an advance?
No.
No, okay. So it wasn't that kind of publisher.
No.
Somebody asked me what my advance was, and I'm like, -$7,000. You make 50 cents a book or whatever, a couple bucks.
If you're looking to make a lot of money from a book.
Oh, you're in the wrong business.
Exactly. If you look at it as marketing
sure.
for whatever else you're doing.
Totally. Yes. 1,000 times yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's totally worth it.
Right. Totally agree. Yes. The reason that I wrote my book is it was fun and it'll lead to clients because then you're kind of proving to them that you got skills. Mm-hmm. And same with a podcast like this, right? There's no money being exchanged here. There's certainly time being spent. But you just, the assumption is that people listen to it, know you're cool, and then, or know that our guests are cool. So the assumption is people are going to buy some books here, so that's cool.
Oh, yay, yay.
Right? If you see all of a sudden a spike of 10,000 books or something, that was probably this podcast.
I'll go with it.
So that's cool. What? Let's talk about challenges. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest challenge about getting the book done? Was it writing, editing, publishing, cover, anything? What are some challenges that you didn't necessarily anticipate that showed up?
I think the challenge for me was that when you get to the publishing, there are so many options.
There are a lot of options.
And I'm just like paralyzed with what do I do?
Sure. Like remodeling a kitchen. Yeah. I just want it nicer. Can't you just do it nicer? Cabinets and knobs and where's the counter going to go and blah, blah, blah. Sure. Fridge, stainless. All right. I see that. Okay. Did you have help in choosing?
Yes.
Okay.
I had an assistant.
All right.
And so I'm like, all right, you handle this part of it.
Sure.
And she would come to me with questions.
All right.
Like, do you want white paper or cream color paper?
Yeah, that's a big one.
I never thought about it before.
I had never thought about it either. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Because I chose white at first because I thought that looks crisper. But when I got it, it just looked like it was made in a basement. For whatever, it was a cold book, right? It wasn't very good. So you got the cream, like this looks like you chose cream.
Yes.
It's much softer.
Yes.
It's way easier to read, which I would have never guessed that.
It's easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
It's a more comfortable feel.
Yeah.
And I'm all about comfort.
Sure.
If you look at me, right. I'm jeans and a sweater, I'm comfort.
That's my wife in a nutshell there. I have a sweater on. That's true. So very true. What other challenges did you run into that were less than anticipated, we'll call it?
I do not write from an outline.
Okay.
I sort of have the general idea.
Sure. Just go.
And I have the format, but until I can develop the format or the formula,
sure,
then I'm sort of floundering.
All right. That's fair.
But then when the formula comes forth,
sure,
then I'm like, oh, okay. Now I know I'm looking for principles. Now I know I'm matching.
Got it. Okay.
Now I know I'm adding how did this show up.
Sure. That's cool. I like it. So in the book, you have one thing that I noticed is you have it's structured.
Yes.
And structured very well. How did you come up with that structure?
That's the formula that I was talking about.
Okay. That it just came to you essentially, or right. Did you actually get a whiteboard and figure something out?
No, you just start writing.
Okay. All right.
And eventually it's going to organize itself.
Sure.
So I use writing for organization.
Okay. Organize over your thoughts.
Yes.
Okay.
I love, love, love learning.
All right.
And I can learn about anything.
Sure.
But when I learn, I'm like, now what do I do with it?
Right.
So writing helps me organize the learning.
All right.
Get it out of my head.
Sure.
Onto the paper so I don't have to remember it forever.
Right. I like it. That's very cool.
I roll over in bed at 3:00 in the morning. Where is she?
Oh, she's writing.
She's writing.
Ticka, 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 ticka.
When it comes to her, no matter what time it is.
Sure.
That's
what. Oh, I can totally appreciate that. Because otherwise you'll have an idea, you'll go back to sleep, and you'll wake up saying, oh, what was that awesome idea?
I've had my fair share of that.
Yes. it was magical, and I let it go because I was tired. So, yes, I've totally been there.
Or I don't want to be rude and pull out a piece of paper to write something.
Sure. Yeah. It's weird when you let your mind relax that it's like, wake up, you got this.
But that's huge. Most people are so busy today, and they're running from one thing to the next, and if they have a free moment, they're looking at their phone.
Yes, arguably even when they don't have a free moment. Yeah.
Right, but you're always occupied.
Yes, constant. They don't know how to sit still.
Unplug.
Sure.
Be bored.
Right.
Boredom is necessary for creativity.
Sure, yes. You know, it's interesting you say that because I'll go to these presentations of whatever, and sometimes, I'm going to tell a secret here, I go to these presentations knowing that I have signed up, so I'm going to go, but I know that my mind's going to be wandering, and I'm giving myself permission to just let it wander, and I'll be taking notes about something completely unrelated to whatever the person's jabbering about, but I just force myself to sit there in a crowd. Listen to this. If they're a compelling speaker, then I'm interested, right? But most of the time they're not. So you just go there and you're coming up with ideas about, you know, flying skateboards or anything else.
But what if mm-hmm. what they're telling you when they're talking mm-hmm. is helping you to spark the idea?
Oh, in no doubt, it totally is.
And the first sentence that your speaker talked about mm-hmm. may be what you came to hear.
Sure, absolutely.
So you don't need the next hour.
I don't want to get up and be rude,
though. Exactly.
So, or you can just feed off that. Yeah. So I completely understand where you're coming from there.
If you look at every class that you take, every mm-hmm. book that you read, every speaker that you go to.
Sure.
And go with the intention of learning one thing.
Sure. Totally fine. Worth it.
You can probably learn one thing.
Absolutely.
And if you learn 20 things, you're probably overwhelmed with it and can't remember any of it.
Right.
But if you go with the intention of learning one thing, mm-hmm. you are successful.
Yes, totally agree. Totally agree. So what is the future? Are you writing more books? Are you...
I'm in chapter 10 of my next book.
Chapter 10, is that halfway? Or is that two-thirds of the way?
I have no idea yet.
Okay. What is the book about, if you don't mind me asking?
How to create your dreams.
How to create your dreams. All right.
I want to help you get what you want to get.
Okay. All right, some more manifestation type stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the trigger for that?
I started doing some workshops.
Okay.
And it was like Create Dreams with Joy.
Sure. Okay.
His name is Joy.
Play. All right. clever.
But then everybody was like, dreams, like sleeping dreams?
Sure.
No,
like a tangible Ferrari. We're talking about a real thing here.
You keep talking about cars.
I'm a big car nut.
Well, my husband was a race car driver.
Were you really?
Yeah.
All right. Judith, who? We don't know what's going on. That's awesome. That's very cool. You just got cooler, so that's awesome. So was that one of the things that you put down in your journal that you wanted a previous race car driver?
No.
No. A guy that drives fast? Guy that uses his turn signal.
I don't think I put anything about cars.
Oh.
No, it was a bonus.
The universe escaped you. That one. How did you not put anything about cars?
But I did put in there, when I was trying to be open and accepting. And
sure.
That I'm not into politics.
Okay.
But if you are, it's okay.
Okay.
He loves politics.
That was a mistake on her part.
Okay.
I never should have written it.
Sure. That could go the wrong way. Yeah.
I have a feeling that it's like placing an order. By writing the journal, I'm telling the universe exactly what I want.
All right.
And I'm here. Here's the...
You just. I don't care if you put onions on there and you're like, that's a lot of onions.
Exactly. So then the universe looks around and goes, oh, I've got the perfect person for you. He's over here.
All right.
Let me see how I can put the puzzle pieces together to get you together.
Sure.
And by the way, he's going through a party phase right now.
All right.
And you're not a partier, so we're going to have a little delay.
All right.
And he got done with his party phase.
Sure.
And then...
So you're a partier?
Well, when I stepped out of my last divorce,
yeah,
I thought I'd catch up.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound terrible. Life is all about choices. You had a little fun, so that's all good. Yeah. All right. Are there times that you missed the party phase?
No, not really.
No? Okay.
No, I did enough of it that...
you built that up enough of memories and all that?
I got full.
All right. That's awesome. That is awesome. Is there anything that you, I guess, about Dr. Bruce that you're like, wait a second, universe, I specifically asked for whatever and it just wasn't there? Or the universe said, you know what, Judith, the universe knows better than you in this case.
I don't know, because I can still ask the universe.
Very true. Very true. So, but Dr. Bruce is right here, so.
But why can't he be everything that I want?
He totally could. Totally could.
You know, like if I feel that the love is, you know, dripping down the drain a little.
All right.
Then in myself, I build up the love and I accept it from the universe.
Sure.
And I become a channel for it and direct it at him.
All right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm building the state where he can step into the feeling of love.
Sure. Okay.
It's his choice if he wants to step in and play in love.
All right.
But, you know, he has been.
Fair. Fair. That's awesome.
But if you do it every day.
Right.
Then you set the stage for love every day.
Sure. Sure. Interesting. I like it. You mentioned, I'm going to shift back into business now. You mentioned that, like, we both know, or I guess all three of us know, presumably you know, you can't make much money off books alone. So were these books written, one, for helping people, but two, to lead to other workshops and stuff like that, or something more beyond just the book itself?
I love doing workshops. I love coaching.
Okay.
I love giving speeches.
Okay.
So I want to do all of that.
Coaching relationships or coaching people. Manifestation or just people in general?
I want to help you get what you want.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
I'm in a very enviable position.
Okay.
I don't need the money.
Sure.
So a lot of the work that I've been doing is for the people who can't afford to go to all the seminars.
Sure. That's fair.
On Tuesday night, I was at the homeless shelter.
In Madison or where?
Libertyville, Illinois.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
And I was helping them. I had a group of about six people.
Yeah.
And teaching them this stuff.
Interesting. That is clever. I like that idea.
And it feels really good. And what I found is that, in general, the people that I've been interacting with in the homeless community are way nicer than a lot of the people who have the homes and are busy and going and doing.
Sure.
They're really more of a community.
Right. That's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I've got a chocolate bar, but I'm going to share it with my friend.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. You have a presentation coming up.
Yes.
Where is that going to be at?
Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Madison.
Barnes & Noble in Madison. So that's west side of town, I believe.
You know better than I do.
We'll call it the west side of town. Is there anything that you wish I would have asked you?
Get my books?
Where to get your books. That's okay. So perfect. Where should someone get your books?
Obviously Barnes & Noble.
All right. They're not going to be like it's on Amazon. Just go there. Okay. So Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. Is it on Amazon?
Yes.
Okay. Is it, I imagine there's some tiny bookstores that have it?
Not yet.
That's a tough nut. That is such a tough nut.
It's on Apple.
Okay.
And then there's one other that I'm like blanking on.
Sure.
Right now.
So it's clearly available in softcover.
Softcover and e.
And ebook. Okay. Awesome. Is there any intention to do an audiobook?
I've actually been thinking about that.
I would recommend it. I would highly recommend it.
Why?
One, it's fun to do. And two, the volume of people that listen to books versus the volume of people that read books. I feel like the volume of people listening is only going up. Yeah.
I have four kids. Two of them listen and two of them read.
Sure. Okay. Well, see, the worst case is you record it and you present it to the world and nobody buys
nothing
it, right?
Happens.
But in the end, if you don't really care, it's kind of fun. Chuck it up to experience. Move on with your life. Best case, you record it and it's... It wins some audiobook awards, whatever those are. So yeah, the risk is pretty nil.
Okay.
So that's cool. That's cool. Well, Dr. Bruce and Judith Joy, I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you very much.
This has been a lot of fun. And I have to admit, this is not the first book that I would have picked up off the shelf, but it was a very intriguing read.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it was very interesting.
What did your wife say when you came home with this one?
I don't believe that she saw it. Mainly because my wife's been sick this whole week. And
aww.
So, yeah, she's has that little flu thing that's running around. Knocked out one of my employees, too, so thank goodness I escaped that. But, yeah, she's been on the verge of comatose the whole week. So, but I was curious, because I had it just laying on the table, right? Mm-hmm. So she could have seen it. And I didn't know how I would ask them. I did the little paperclip that says "For James" in the studio here. I left that on there just in case. Like, we don't need to challenge anything here. So, just in case.
But your wife can be... your future lover.
I would certainly hope so. Sure.
So why not write the journal to your wife as your future lover?
Well, in the state that she's in now, I don't know if that's the case. But,
but your first one may be, gosh, I'm so excited that you're happy.
Sure.
And that your body is functioning.
Sure.
And that you are happy with yourself.
Right.
And you're healthy and...
I have to admit that journaling is one of those things that I have every intention to do, but there's something preventing me from doing it because in years I haven't done it. I think I did one.
You're a talker.
I totally am a talker.
Try dictation.
That's That's not a terrible idea.
That's what I was going to say, because in my practice, when I was in practice, we saw 150 patients a day.
Wow.
So in order to get through 150 patients a day,
yeah,
getting records down was a big problem.
Sure.
So I carried a tape recorder with me everywhere I
went. All right.
So every time I talked, it was recorded.
Sure.
You can do that.
All right. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
I had someone transcribe.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It was transcribed.
Totally awesome. Want to thank you guys for being on the show. We are just about out of time here. So you're going to be, what was the date for the Barnes & Noble presentation?
6th.
The 6th of February?
Yeah.
Okay. Time, do you know?
6 o'clock. 6:30
on the 6th. Mm-hmm. Should be easy enough, right? Cool. So they can check out the book. It's by Judith Joy. Dear Future Lover, Bring Your Book Boyfriend to Life, as well as Surviving Your Teenager and Being Happy Anyway. I like the anyway part. This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land, coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. If you are listening to this on the web, please like, subscribe, and share. My name is James Kateman, and Authentic Business Adventures is brought to you by Calls on Call, offering call answering and receptionist services for small businesses across the country on the web at callsoncall.com, as well as Draw In Customers Business Coaching, offering business coaching services for entrepreneurs in all stages of their business on the web at drawincustomers.com. And of course, The Bold Business Book, a book for the entrepreneur in all of us, available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful listeners, as well as our guest, Judith Joy, the author of Dear Future Lover, and her lucky husband, Dr. Bruce Miller, joining us in the studio. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Judith, do you have a website that people could find you on?
YesWithJoy.com.
It's YesWithJoy?
Yes, or just JudithJoy.com.
JudithJoy.com. Awesome. Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., as well as at SunPrairieMediaCenter.com. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link, found at drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. I want you to stay awesome. And if you do nothing else, enjoy your business.